right in the middle of a second date update. And if you're just joining us, Nathan, who is on the phone to do a second date update today, is going to attempt to do the impossible. That's right. He's going to try to get a date with a girl who threw wine in his face the first night that they met. He went out with a girl named Kyla that he met off of Tinder. They went out to eat. And during dinner, the wine got to the table, and that's when her attitude suddenly changed, and she looked at him and said, "Do you know a Nicole?" And he said, "I don't think I know a Nicole." And then she said, "Yeah, you do. Nicole is my friend. You slept with her and never called her again." Then called him an a-hole, threw wine in his face, and stormed off. And apparently he thinks that he can still somehow salvage that date and go out with her again. Nathan?
Hey.
Your mission, if you choose to accept, is to get Kyla to go out with you on a second date. Do you think you can actually do this?
I hope I can. I mean, this girl's just smoking hot. She's just so hot.
What are you going to say to her to get her to go out with you again?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. But I got to just talk to her.
Okay. What if it turns out Nicole is someone you totally screwed over? Are you willing to apologize?
I mean, honestly, don't remember Nicole, but if that's what I did, then hell yeah. I mean, especially if it's a friend. If I have to apologize in order to be able to go out with Kyla again, then yeah.
Okay. I probably wouldn't include the fact that you don't know a Nicole, if in fact you do, just to FYI.
All right. Yeah, I mean, whatever it takes.
All right. Well, good luck to you, okay?
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to call the phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, is Kyla there?
Yeah, this is Kyla.
Hey, Kyla, this is Jubal. I host Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. I'm sorry. Is it from a radio show?
Yes, it's a morning radio show. And one of our listeners wanted us to call you today.
What?
Yeah.
Strange, right?
You'll know who this person is. I guarantee it.
Okay.
It's a guy that you recently went out on a date with. He says that he enjoyed meeting you so much that he would like to go out with you again. His name is Nathan.
And you remember him.
I guarantee you.
You
remember this date because he told us all about it. I know exactly why you're not calling him back. He said how you brought up your friend Nicole, said that he slept with your friend Nicole and never called her back, and then you threw wine in his face and left the restaurant.
What? I can't believe he called you. Obviously, I don't want to talk to him. I think I made that pretty clear.
Yeah, we know. We do know that. Did you plan this whole thing out just to throw wine in his face? I'm curious.
I don't want to talk about it. He knows what he did. It's his problem.
Can I just say that I am highly impressed at the maneuver you pulled off? It's something that I've dreamed about doing in defense of girlfriends before, but I've never quite had the audacity to pull it off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's not easy. But certain satisfaction there.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot
worth
of satisfaction
it,
in that.
Yeah, we matched on Tinder. I was looking forward to going out with him until my friend saw his picture and told me what he did to her. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
That's an impressive friend.
Sometimes you have to stand up for your friends. Like, that's it.
I bet your friend was super pumped to hear that you threw wine in his face.
Yeah, that's epic.
She wasn't sad about it.
I bet she wasn't. So does it surprise you at all that he wants to go on a second date with you?
Yes. That's why I haven't texted him back or answered his phone calls.
Okay, well, then I probably shouldn't tell you that he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I told you I do not want to talk to that douche. We have nothing to say to each other. I made that super clear, so.
Kyla, it's Nathan. Just give me a chance. I just want literally 30 seconds with you. Can you just?
Oh, no, I do not want to talk to you. I think that's obvious.
But I'm sure everything that you said happened with your friend Nicole happened. I'm going to trust you on your word that that's what she said.
Yes,
that
it happened. Obviously, it happened. Like, she's not a liar.
Okay, well, I'm not saying she's a liar. I mean, so what I'm saying is if I did something wrong, I screwed up.
Yes, obviously.
Okay, and I'm so sorry that that happened, but that was never my intent. I'm sure I really even liked her. I just can't remember where it turned or why I don't know. I can't answer to that, okay? But what I, okay, well, what I can tell you is this.
Yeah, I'm not interested in hearing any more from you.
Just before I even tell you this part, I want to say this. Like, I'm super impressed by who you are. Like, for you to stand up for your friend the way you did, I think it's just amazing. I mean, it just put you in a completely different place for me. Like, it just took you up 4 or 5 notches above anybody
this
else.
This is very weird. Thing to hear coming from you.
Yeah.
Well, but it's true. Like, I really, really like who you are as a person for doing that. It just, it sounds weird because, I mean, what guy wants wine thrown in his face? I mean, that's not the first way I'd like to meet somebody, but like, it really made me think about who you are, and I just want a chance to be able to spend some time with you and for you to get to know who I really am, because I think you have the wrong picture of me completely.
Yeah, I think I got the picture of you. Like, I got the picture of you, what you did to Nicole. I got the picture of you with, like, wine all over your face. And that's, like, the last picture I need to see. Like, we're good.
Okay. People make mistakes. I'm sure you've made mistakes. I'm sure your friend Nicole's made mistakes. I've made a mistake. And I'm just asking you to forgive me for that mistake. What I'm trying to tell you is that that's not who I choose to be as a person. And the only way that you'll really get to know whether or not I'm telling you the truth, which I'm saying is the truth, is by you just giving me a chance to spend some time with you. I mean, okay, this is going to sound so cheesy, but I have to say this. Like, I've been thinking about you a lot since that date. And you know that movie Serendipity? Yeah,
oh,
just people
my
are
gosh.
Supposed to, but okay, I'm not trying to be cheesy, but it's like sometimes, maybe we were supposed to meet. Maybe we were supposed to meet because of what happened with Nicole. I don't know.
Even if I were attracted to you, like, there's no way we could hang out. Like, it's not going to happen.
Wait, so you think I'm attractive then?
Oh, my God. Like, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, it's not.
Well, it kind of does, actually, because I think you're beautiful. Like, it's kind of nice to know that you think I'm attractive. I mean, it's obvious we should be spending some time together, Kyla. I mean, I really, really think that.
Nathan, are you just like the ultimate con artist? A minute ago, you were telling us that she was just hot and you want to hook up with her, and now you love her personality and she's beautiful.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, here's what I want to say about this. I made a mistake. I mean, I don't remember who this Nicole is, but if she says I did it, then I screwed up. I made a mistake. And I'm so sorry for that. I don't want to be judged for what's already happened. I mean, I can't change the past. All I can do is just be better in the future. Right now, like right now, into the future. That's what I'm trying to do. And Kyla, I just want a chance to show you that I can be a good guy.
Oh, he's good. He's real good, Kyla.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. Like, I'm sorry not only to you, but I'm sorry to your friend Nicole. Like, if I hurt her.
God, I want to go out with Nathan. Nathan, hang on 1 second. Hey, Kyla, would you like to go out on a second date with Nathan? We will pay for it. This one won't include wine being thrown in the face. Yeah. It'll give you a chance to get to know him and hear the story, at least.
Just give him a shot.
There is no story. He doesn't remember who Nicole is. What are you guys thinking?
I really never expected to ever see you again. Like, I don't know why.
Kyla, just one chance.
Kyla, do not fall for this.
Kyla, look, if you just go out with me just one time, and it, for whatever reason, you don't feel comfortable again, you can throw wine in my face again. As a matter of fact, throw wine in my face and break the bottle over my head. Okay?
Oh.
Go ahead and do that. But I want to see you again, because I think it was destiny. Like, I really want to see you again.
He is romantic.
Hey, Kyla, at the beginning of our phone call, you said that you were excited to go out with him the first time before you knew about Nicole.
Yeah, before you found out he was a total douche to your friend who he doesn't remember.
It's hard to, like, just forget that happened. Like, yeah, I mean, I was looking forward to going out to him, but that was, like, that was before.
That was when you thought he was just a hot face on Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, what would I tell Nicole? Like, seriously, what should I say to her?
If it helps, honestly, I am more than happy to personally apologize to her because I think she deserves an apology.
That's a solid move there, isn't it, Kyla?
Well, you should that's
oh my God.
That would be cool.
You guys, you can't even pick her out in a crowd because she doesn't know what she looks like.
Brooke, stop hating on love, okay?
Oh my God. This is so incredibly
Look,
ridiculous.
I'm trying everything I can, Kyla. All I know is I really want to spend time with you, like whatever it takes. You tell me.
I don't know why you're laughing. Like, I mean, at least he's, like, trying to be a bigger man. He's, like, owning up to his mistakes. I mean, you should apologize to Nicole. That
well,
would be...
Hey, we can set it up then, Kyla. Maybe you can go out on a date, all three of you.
Hey!
And he can apologize in front of you. and you can get to know him a little better.
Okay, if he apologizes to Nicole and she, like, says it's okay, I would have a, like, one shot to, you know, clear the air or whatever.
Okay.
I'd be willing. But one, that's it, just one.
Okay, well, it's a successful second date then. Congratulations, Nathan.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know how you did it. Well, I know how you did it, but you got a second date. Congratulations.
It's not a date yet. He has to apologize first.
Okay, well, apologize, and then you have a date.
Kyla, you won't regret this. I've got a huge surprise in store for you.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't start calling things huge just yet,
yeah.
All right?